Hello, everybody, and welcome to the first post, the first audio post of the blackbrick.com. This is not a new format or anything like that. I'm actually still in this format from Daniel Milnor. He has a website called shifter.media. He works for Blurb. He's a photographer, and he does a lot of artistic things. So if you don't know the guy, please go ahead, check out his website. It's a very interesting place to go and check it out. Shifter.media. So Daniel, if you ever listen to this, yeah, I'm stealing the idea from you, so thank you. All right, let's get down to business. We have this photo here in front of us. It's not by any means an awesome photo or anything like that. I think it's just like it's an okay photo, at least to me. I mean, I like it, but I don't think I will print it and put it in my wall in a huge size or anything like that. Has some things that I don't like, but it works well enough for the purposes that I'm trying to explain here in this post. It's all linked to what I've been talking about, the simplicity and carrying the camera with you at all times. So basically, like I said before, I always carry a camera with me. I have couple different cameras that I carry, the one that I use most of the time as a go-to camera when I want to go like very low profile and I don't want to think about like, oh, I'm carrying a camera, blah blah blah, it's just my Ricoh GR. I carry it in a little pouch most of the time, sometimes in my pocket depending on the clothes I'm wearing, but if I'm not carrying a jacket or like some like comfy pants, I just put it in the pouch and hang it on my belt loop, and that's it. So I was in a bar with some friends having a beer, and at the end of the bar I saw these guys, the guy in the picture and his friend, that they were about to start a pool game. So this guy was setting the balls on the table. Yes, internet, I just said that. And the guy looked like, really focused. I don't know. He was like trying to put them in the right order or something. I don't know. But he seemed like deeply like immersing whatever he was doing. So I saw it from across the bar. And, you know, when you see someone that is like immersed into something, like very like focused and very concentrated in that situation, you know that probably it won't last too long, especially if you're in a bar or in a place that has a lot of like external stimulus going on that might catch your attention in a second and then make you get out of that almost like trance state that he has there. So you gotta be fast, and the best way to be fast is working with simple equipment. I don't want a camera that is going to try to do things that I don't want to do, and I want to keep everything like super simple. Just let me set my aperture and my shutter speed and my ISO, and that's all I need in the camera. In this case of the Ricoh GR, yeah, it has a lot more features than that, and the way this picture was taken actually is in aperture priority. It's a setting that I have already preset in the memory of the camera. When I turn the camera on, it goes to aperture priority and has an auto ISO with a max of 6400. So anyway, I saw that the scene was dark, so I opened my aperture as much as I could in the camera. At the same time, I was walking towards the table because I already saw the scene and I knew how dark was and everything, so I didn't want slow shutter speed, so I opened my aperture as much as I could, set my camera on the edge of the table, tilted a little bit up so I could have him a little bit more center on the picture because I wanted all the attention focused onto him, and snapped the photo. So basically, yeah, he liked the photo. His friend liked the photo too. I personally liked the photo, so I guess it's mission accomplished. And like I said before, you know, keeping it simple, and the less variables you have in the equation, the less things you have to worry about. And yeah, that's basically how I've been trying to change my photography in that direction, keeping everything simple, and in my life too. So far, so good. Okay, well, this was the first post an audio format. I hope you like it. I hope it's working fine. And hopefully I'll see you all next time. Thank you.